Welcome to the No Spin News for Monday, December 2nd, 2019. Fight for your freedom. All right, so Trump radio interview, internet interview, big success. Millions of people all over the world heard it, broke a lot of news. We'll get into some of that last week. If you did not hear the interview, it is posted on BillO'Reilly.com, and you can listen to it at your leisure. I'm also going to read some mail about it and have a final thought about it. Of course, I got smeared for doing it, and I knew that was going to happen. I wrote a column, The Smear Strategy, because this is bigger than me and Donald Trump. This is a movement, and so the column is posted, and I hope you read that as well. So we'll get to that. But for an independent news agency, which is what BillO'Reilly.com is, we are an independent news agency, to have tens of millions of people listening to an interview is just staggering. They were listening to it on YouTube, Facebook, on websites. It was on the national news. It was on cable news. It was everywhere. And of course, more than 200 radio stations that carry the O'Reilly update every day ran the interview as well. Okay, so this is another impeachment week. No one cares. It is over. It's posturing now on the part of those who want President Trump impeached. He's gone. He's in London for NATO talks. There's really nothing going on with NATO other than the president continues to want the NATO nations to pay their bills. He's got a point. Why should we pick up the tab for Germany? For what reason? So Germany's got to pay its bills for NATO. And that's what Donald Trump is trying to get over there. So I don't expect anything other than, oh, we're all friends, and that's what's going to come out of there. Meantime, tomorrow, Tuesday, December 3rd, 6 p.m., the House Intelligence Committee will vote on whether to refer articles of impeachment. This is just a committee vote. And, of course, it will pass because Schiff and the Democrats are in charge of the committee. And none of the Democrats on the committee are going to go up against them. So then it goes to the Judiciary Committee, Nadler, on Wednesday. He's going to call people in. But it's over. Americans have had enough. They're not going to watch it. Cable news, they have nothing else to do. And believe me, they have nothing else to do. When Donald Trump leaves the White House, I don't know what happens to cable news. Because that's all it is. 24/7, on and on and on and on. I mean, it's... And the president knows it. He said to me on more than one occasion, what happens to these people when I leave? And I go, food stamps? Joe Biden in Iowa, blitz, big blitz. I'm not quite getting this. 8 days on a bus for Joe, zipping around Iowa, trying to convince people to vote for him in the Iowa caucus on February 3rd, day after the Super Bowl. So Iowa caucus, February 3rd, New Hampshire primary, February 11th, Super Tuesday, March 3rd. Coming up fast. All right, next debate is next week. Democrat debate. Now, Bloomberg, he's not going to be in the debate. And he's not going to be in any debates. And I don't think he's going to be running around Iowa. And he's not going to be running around New Hampshire. So what is Michael Bloomberg doing? Spending $33 million on TV ads telling people he should be president. Two things. He wants to move the Democrat Party to the center. That's number one. Number two, he wants to attack President Trump. Diminish Donald Trump. He despises Donald Trump, does Mayor Bloomberg. The only person that loathed Trump more than Bloomberg is the late Ed Koch, another mayor of New York City. And I write about that extensively in the United States of Trump. It's pretty funny, two giant egos going after each other. Anyway, but Biden, he's zipping around with his wife, Jill. They're going to have the No Malarkey Tour. I think that's like No Spin, but he couldn't steal that from me. So it's No Malarkey. All right, Dennis Malarkey, of course, you all know him. No, it's okay. Malarkey, No Malarkey. Biden didn't have a chance in Iowa. They're too far left there. The caucus goers are crazy leftists. And he's running bad in New Hampshire, too. He's running fourth in New Hampshire, according to polls, fourth in Iowa, according to polls. I don't know. I don't know about this strategy, Joe. I don't know. South Carolina, that's where, you know, you make your stand. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
Philadelphia. They arrest a guy named Hector Moran Espinoza, illegal alien from Guatemala. Unbelievable rap sheet for this guy. And it all is around sexually abusing children. So ICE asked for him to be detained, all right, in local custody of the Philadelphia police so ICE can get him and deport him. ICE lets him go. Philadelphia police let him go on April 2nd. Out. They knew the federal government wanted him, but the Philadelphia, Pennsylvania cops let him walk. Even though he's getting charged with all kinds of stuff. And he's in the wind. That was April 2nd. On May 9th, he's arrested again. This time for another underage sexual offense. Indecent assault on a person under 13. This is just coming to light now. It's just unbelievable. And there's no recourse. You can't sue the city of Philadelphia. You can't sue the police department. Imagine if it's your kid. And the Philly cops let him out, let him go, when the federal government would have deported him. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. So here's my final thought of the day. As I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, I wrote a column called The Smear Strategy, which if you do not hammer Donald Trump, then they smear you. They being Media Matters, all of these far-left groups, many of which, are funded by George Soros. So immediately after the Trump interview was released and it was a big success, all the networks picked it up, all of that, here they come, Media Matters, smear, 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 personal attacks on me. They're liars. They've always been liars, okay? But they're out there. And I want you to know how pernicious, word of the day, pernicious as well as obtuse, this is. There's really no way to fight back. They got the freedom of speech to do it. But the big corporations enable it. They love it. If it's a so-called conservative or the president's being attacked. Reuters news agency in its dispatch on the interview called me a conservative commentator. Well, Reuters is a far-left wire service. But I don't say Reuters far-left wire service when I'm reporting on it. Why would I do that? Okay, I just report. But no, they have to throw that in. Anyway, read my column, The Smear Strategy. Tomorrow, we will have another rockin' show. Sound like Dick Clark, and I'll see you then.